I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An estimated 45 million people across South Asia have been affected by monsoon flooding. SIM supports several ministries of the Emmanuel Hospital Association, including the Duncan Hospital in Bihar, one of the worst affected districts. SIM's Steve Strauss says they sent some basic aid. He urges prayer for the Duncan Hospital staff and volunteers as they struggle to cope with reaching out to the many people impacted by the floods.
Whether it's expatriate missionaries or Indian and Bangladeshi believers, we can make a tremendous impact when we reach out and minister to people's human needs, especially when there's a catastrophe like a flood like this. And it gives us a great opportunity to just reflect the love of Christ.
Next, international aid is wrestling with security and ministry in light of missionary kidnappings. Humanitarian aid workers used to be afforded some protection, but IA's Miles Fish says, in light of the Afghanistan Taliban kidnappings, that's obviously changed. It's forced them to consider security as they look at new projects, but won't change their overall mission.
I think in a conflict zone, the need to be sharing the gospel escalates. So it's not an option just to leave, because the hope of Jesus Christ is even more needed in a conflict zone than in times of peace. But it is something that people have to be aware of and that we're having to factor into the ministry now like we never have before.
And five Muslim militants went to trial this week in Indonesia on terrorism charges. They're charged for their involvement in a string of deadly attacks against Christians in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province. The alleged attacks included the assassination of a pastor, the beheading of three Christian schoolgirls in the Poso district of Sulawesi, and a bomb attack on a market that killed one passerby. Under Indonesia's anti-terrorism law, the defendants could face the death penalty. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.